Chip Roy rails against Nancy Pelosi's broken house. By Sean Moran on May 31, 2019. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, railed against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's broken leadership, suggesting on Friday that Congress's lower chamber continues to pass legislation with little thought or debate. Congressman Roy led the first objection to Pelosi's unanimous consent to a $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, which would have passed without a recorded vote if Roy had not led the fight to object to the vote. On Tuesday and Thursday this week, Reps. Thomas Massey, R.K. White, and John Rose, RTN, subsequently asked for a recorded vote on the legislation, which did not pass because there was an insufficient number of congressmen in D.C. to pass the bill this week. In an interview with Breitbart News, Massey railed against Pelosi's actions, calling them legislative malpractice. Roy contended in an op-ed on Friday that Pelosi could have easily passed the bill last Friday, the day after the Senate overwhelmingly passed the legislation with more than 80 votes. However, Roy said, the Speaker adjourned midday rather than ensuring members were in town to vote. The Texas conservative said the $19 billion disaster aid bill is unpaid for and would have accounted for 1.4% of the nation's discretionary spending with only three of the possible 435 members of Congress present in the House chamber. Roy asked rhetorically, the American people were working, why wasn't the people's house in town to vote? The simple but sad answer is that it would have disrupted their Memorial Day recess plans. However, it turns out Pelosi might have had to adjourn the session early and avoid the disaster aid vote to hold fundraisers and go to other events in the past week. On Friday, May 24, Pelosi spoke at the Humphrey Mondale dinner. On Tuesday, May 28, she gave the commencement address at San Francisco State University. On Thursday, May 30, Pelosi hosted a fundraiser with Disney Studios chairman Alan Horn. Roy contended that the bill needed more debate to figure out how to spend more reasonably by offsetting the disaster aid funding and to discern if supplemental funding for border security and humanitarian relief to address the border migrant crisis should be included. Roy said. The Texas conservative added that Washington has become broken because lawmakers continue to pass legislation with hurry and with little forethought. But being a freshman lawmaker also comes with a stark realization that Washington is broken as I witness this body pass bill after bill each week with really no debate, Roy added. The truth is neither party has any interest in working with the other, or engaging debate. Worse yet, neither party seems interested in moving past the philosophy of give me money that pervades all of Washington. Perhaps these things ought to change, Roy added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.